And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hi, it's Steve Clemens, and we continue our conversation with the folks at In Our Backyard. We're now talking to Masayo Halpin. She's the training specialist there. And tell me, what does that mean? Who are you training?
I will train anyone who is willing to listen, basically. I will talk to anyone. I do community presentations. I do presentations in high schools. I do industry-wide presentations. I have one coming up at St. Charles. So I will, any way I can educate people on human trafficking, I will.
And do organizations reach out to you guys and set things up? I mean, have we done schools at all?
Yes. So we are in the schools. We currently present at Sisters, Madras, Warm Springs, K-8, Ridgeview, Redmond. We have a Teens Against Trafficking curriculum where we present and we educate the students. That is probably where my heart is. I love doing that. And then other groups will reach out to us because they've either heard about us or know of us, or I'll reach out to them and say, hey, you know, do you want some training? You know, especially industries that will come in contact with our youth. I feel like they are in need of it the most. But I also teach human trafficking at COCC. And one thing I always say is we don't know what we don't know. And if we don't know what it looks like, we don't know if we're seeing it. So sure. Everyone needs to be educated on it.
And so what are you teaching? We're talking about human trafficking here. Are you teaching how to spot someone that's being trafficked? Are you teaching how to avoid being trafficked? What exactly is on your agenda for the most part?
So, yes. So in the community, I will just briefly touch over what human trafficking is, because I think people think it's like in the movies, you know, like what Cheryl said, it's happening in another country, when in reality, it's happening right here. What it looks like here, because it looks different in the United States than it does in other countries. How it happens, why it happens. So basically the who, what, where, when, why. Just the basics, you know, we don't want to scare people away or anything, but parents really need to be educated on this to help protect their children from being exploited. And then when I go into the schools, I do the same thing, but on, you know, age appropriate. And it's a heavy subject. It's a hard subject. So I think with my, you know, bubbling personality, I can make it a little fun for students. And I, you know, often throw candy at them. And
oh, sure.
Sometimes I hit them in the head. But
so wait. So you share candy with them while you tell them don't get in the van just because they have candy. Right?
Yeah. So that's a good example. Human trafficking in the United States is not the white van.
I was gonna say, yeah. Right? That's just fun Hollywood stuff.
Right. And that's what people
I mean, it can happen.
It can,
but it's not the common.
But that's
what
kidnapping.
What is the common human trafficking in our country?
Social media manipulation. It's a relationship. Most victims of trafficking knew they're traffickers. So it's not going to be that strange guy who pulls up in a van and grabs you. That is kidnapping.
Okay.
So that's something completely different. That brings a different police response. I'll
sure.
just say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so it's possible you could be living with somebody. Maybe it's your kid, your roommate, whatever. They could be human trafficked, but they still come home every night.
Right.
And you might not know it.
Yeah. There are some kids go to school, and they go to school every day, and they're being trafficked. So, yeah, you don't know if you don't know what it looks like. You
sure.
know, we don't know what to ask. You know, you might say, like, okay, something's, you know, like I can always tell, you know, when I go into schools, something's not right there. You know, you can just pick up on something. And I feel like I'm kind of going off, you know, script here, but I feel like we don't, as adults, we don't tell our youth to listen to their gut enough. Our gut is never wrong. And if something doesn't feel right, then you need to say something.
Because it's probably not right.
It's probably not right. And it could be something completely off. You may not know what it's about, but something is not right. And so when I go into schools, I always tell them, check in with your friends. You know, what's going on with your friends? Are they hanging out with new friends? You know, are they skipping school? Are they falling asleep in class? Check in with them.
Sure.
Because they might be in trouble.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.